All right, folks, here we go. Another week. Here we are, week 11. Like I said, after this, Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving and then that tough, long, tough stretch to determine which 14 teams will go on past January 9th into the postseason. And like I said, a lot of teams are in better shape than others. Today, we'll tell a big story on some of these teams and their hopes to be postseason bound. Like I said, as usual, we start off with our unanimous selections. There are three. Obviously, Tennessee is rolling right now. And here they are today hosting the Houston Texans. Despite coming off of a bye, I don't expect much from Houston at all.
Yeah, well, Tennessee should win it pretty easily. Houston sucks. One thing before we really get into it, just as a side note, a little bit of Eagles news that happened since we last talked is the Eagles had re-signed their last two key potential free agents coming up this offseason in Dallas Goedert and Avante Maddox. So Eagles are looking in pretty good shape for the offseason, and it's looking like they're going to have about $40 to $50 million in cap space. So, you know, they've waded through the salary cap mess that they were in, and they're coming out on the other side looking pretty good. But, yeah, this game the Titans should win.
Yeah, the Eagles, they've done a good job. You know, and that's one thing that, even though Howie is not the greatest when it comes to talent evaluators, he does know how to do the salary crap better than probably anybody of any general manager in football. He figures out things, and obviously he does give them key contracts at the right time. So there's something good from Howie. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah. So we'll see how it turns out. Obviously, between the cap space and all these draft picks, you know, they got a chance to make a move.
Yeah. All right, our second one, like I said, even though they got blown out last week, the Browns are hosting the Detroit Lions, who will not have Jared Goff today. Tim Boyle will make his NFL debut, whoever the hell he is. But like I said, Cleveland trying to get back in the situation after an embarrassing loss last week.
Yeah, Cleveland should win the game easily. I mean, Detroit's the worst team in the league with Jared Goff. Now you're putting in some nobody. I mean, this should be an easy blowout.
Our last one is considered the manager special potentially here. I don't know if you want to go with this. San Francisco over Jacksonville.
You know what? I can't agree with you on this one, man. I'm projecting an upset special here. The Niners are coming off this huge win on Monday night against the Rams. I think they're going to come into this game cocky. They're going to be looking past the Jags. And I think this is a prime letdown game here for the Niners, man. I think it's setting up for a Jags upset. So I'm actually picking Jacksonville in this one with a final score of 27-23.
All right, well, that's why I call it the manager special, because it may not be an actual unanimous pick. But I'm going to go with the 49ers. I'm not going to waste much time on this because I looked at it as a potential unanimous. I think the 49ers will win and the final score 30-26. All right, now we get into the games that we will cover here. There's many, so we're going to go as quickly as we can. There was a possibility I was actually going to, since I'm going to Brooklyn tonight, there was a possibility I was going to go across the river before I go across the Hudson. I was going to watch potentially an NFL game, the Jets and the Dolphins. It was talked about during the week with my buddy who I call the agent. But unfortunately, luckily, I talked him out of it because it wouldn't make sense to go to a game if the Eagles are playing. It would not make any sense. So as we look at this matchup here, like I said, the Dolphins, they're killing our chances to get to potentially get a top five pick. If they win today, it'll be their third straight win, and it'll be their fourth win of the year. And obviously, the Jets are garbage as it is anyway. So go ahead with this matchup.
Yeah, the way Miami played last week against Baltimore was surprising, and it hurt, obviously, the Eagles' future draft pick. But, like you said, the Jets are garbage. Who's starting out? Joe Flacco at quarterback. Yeah, now it's over for them in this game. Miami's going to win easy. So Miami gets another victory. Final score is going to be, I'm going to say, 24-10.
Yeah, like I said, it's not much to talk about here. Like I said, the Jets, they're starting Flacco, who was our backup quarterback for the first 8 weeks. So there's a possibility the Eagles might play against Joe Flacco here very soon. But obviously, when you look at the Dolphins, I mean, they've not a good team, but they've gotten themselves out of the hell they were in not too long ago. And they're looking for their third straight win here today. And obviously, they did a number on my Ravens in the fourth quarter last Thursday. So, unfortunately, they're going to find a way to win here today easily. Final score, 34-10. Now, there's also been a change in this matchup here in the last hour and 45 minutes. The Ravens and the Bears get the top CBS team today. They get Romo and Nance for whatever reason. But unfortunately, Lamar Jackson has not been feeling well over the last several days. They said it's not COVID. He did travel with the team. He is actually at the stadium, but he is not going to dress today. Huntley will make his, I think his name is Tyler Huntley, I think. I might be wrong. I just saw his name up, but he's going to get the start here today. In his place against Justin Fields, two basically rookie quarterbacks going at it here in a critical matchup for the Ravens after a tough loss on the road last week. Chicago obviously still in the hunt for a wild card spot in the NFC. So critical matchup with inexperienced quarterbacks today. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, obviously that's going to hurt the Ravens with Lamar Jackson out. I don't know anything about Tyler Huntley. So I can't really say a whole lot about him. I do know that Marquise Brown for the Ravens is also going to be out, which, really just leaves him with Rashad Bateman at wide receiver. The rookie has been coming on strong lately. But again, with some nobody at quarterback, I'm looking for the Ravens to run the ball early and often, and hope their defense can win the game. And man, I don't know. With Lamar out, this one's a lot closer than I thought it was going to be originally. I thought this was going to be a blowout, but nonetheless, you know what? I'm going to go with coaching here. The Ravens have a much better coaching staff, obviously, with John Harbaugh versus I'm blanking on the name.
Matt Nagy.
Nagy, yeah. I'm going with the Ravens here. They'll figure it out. They'll do it just barely enough on offense, and that defense is going to be all over Justin Fields. So, Ravens win in a defensive battle. Final score 19-16.
Well, like I said, you got a lot of confidence. I don't. Unfortunately, like I said, the Ravens. They're not what they are right now. I mean, they didn't play well on Thursday on a short week, and obviously they had 10 days to prepare, and now you don't have Lamar. And then I realized the Ravens' pass defense is the worst in football, which I couldn't believe until I just read it on CBS here recently. So, to me, Justin Fields should have no problems if he can throw the ball, which we know he's going to because that's what he's programmed to do in this offense. Because this is a Matt Nagy, it's kind of a Andy Reid kind of system because where Matt Nagy came from. But obviously, he's going to throw the ball as much as he can, and he might have some success here today. He could actually have some success here this afternoon. And obviously, you know, the Ravens, like I said, they're going to try to run the same offense with Huntley. But obviously, Huntley, we only know him from the playoff game against the Bills when Lamar had a concussion late, if you remember that, back in January. So, like I said, we don't know much about Huntley. You're trusting this would be a coaching game. It might be, but I think that at the end of the day, I just don't know where the Ravens are going to be at. They might be at a crossroads in their season, and this could be a decent upset for the Bears. So I'm going to go with the home team here, unfortunately. As much as I don't want to, since this is my other team, I have to without Lamar. So the Bears are going to win, and the final score, 23-15. Now, another backup quarterback situation, but they're used to it, unlike the Ravens will be today, the Arizona Cardinals. Like I said, it looks very much like, again, for the third straight game, there will be no Kyler Murray. And it won't be no DeAndre Hopkins either. He's out again. But obviously, they have a tough matchup in Seattle. But then again, in the Russell Wilson era, Russell Wilson's lost more games in his division at home to the Cardinals than any other team. So, like I said, this is the Cardinals on the road. Much different than at home. Remember that today. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, like you said, looks like Kyler Murray's going to be out. And that just adds to, you know, he's been out the last couple of games, but that just adds to the injuries that Arizona's already had this year. They've used 72 players in 10 games. So they've been getting nailed with injuries all season. And they're 6-0 on the road, though, like you said. So they are playing well on the road, even with all the injuries and all that. Seattle, you know, they got Russell Wilson back last week, and it didn't help them out much at all. They got shut out against Green Bay. It was the first time they've been shut out in 10 years. And the offense looked poor, and, you know, Russell Wilson played poor. Maybe it was just some rust, or maybe he's not 100%. I don't know. But one thing you can say good about Seattle is since week four, their defense has come around. They're fourth in the NFL in scoring defense. So they are playing tough D, and Arizona is going out there with a backup quarterback. So something to keep an eye on. When it comes to the score of this game, you know, there's one thing about Arizona, man. There's a couple teams this year I can't get my finger on, and if one of them's Arizona, I seem to pick whether I pick them to win or lose, I seem to be wrong with them almost every week. In the last 2 weeks, you know, last week I picked them to win, the week before I picked them to lose. I'm on a losing streak with them, obviously, and I'm going to go with Arizona on this one, and which means that if you're betting on the game, go bet for Seattle, but I'm going to go with Arizona. So Cardinals pull off a victory. I think I'm going to say their defense comes up big against Russell Wilson, and Wilson doesn't look like he's 100% anyway. So Cardinals win, tight game, final score, 22-20.
Well, like I said, I mean, Arizona, like I said on Wednesday's look back in our top five teams, they are a Jekyll and Hyde team. On the road, they're the best team in football with a plus double-digit differential in points per game and situations. They have all wins on the road by double digits. At home, they're shaky, and unfortunately, shaky has become now concerning. But they're on the road today, and in the Russell Wilson era, no team in the division has won more in Seattle than Arizona, and unfortunately, it's going to be that way again today. Like I said, Seattle is struggling right now. Russell Wilson's coming back from the finger injury last week. He just looked very Russell Wilson like. Just struggled with his throws and couldn't hit his receivers, and then he threw a couple interceptions at the end, which is obviously nowhere near what we think of Russell Wilson. And this is a lost season for Seattle. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs at this point, and I don't think they're going to win here today. I mean, I think Even though Arizona has a lot of injuries right now, they just know how to win on the road. They're so used to it to this point. I just don't think even they won without Kyler Murray on the road, you know, not too long ago. So, you know, Colt McCoy's going to get the start, even though he got hurt last week as well. But he's a veteran. He'll be coached well, and I'm going with Arizona as well. You may not be wrong about this today, but it's a couple of things we have to get ourselves right in these predictions. So Arizona wins, and the final score, 32-20. Well, We never thought that this would happen, an unlikely reunion game. We obviously had many reunion games in the NFL, but this one came out of nowhere. Ron Rivera against Cam Newton. Ron Rivera goes back to Carolina for the first time since he was fired 2 years ago. Cam Newton is back in Carolina, and he gets to face the head coach he obviously had his entire success with up to last year when he was in New England. Big matchup here, and also with wild card implications. But a big matchup here. Panthers hold the last wild card spot in the NFC. Washington could get close with a win here today. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, like you said, Cam Newton's playing for Carolina, which I don't know that that's going to be a good thing or not. He's washed up as far as I'm concerned as a quarterback, but, you know, maybe he can have a good game. Nonetheless, he does have a lot of talent, and I'm looking for them to get the ball to Christian McCaffrey early and often, obviously. And the Redskins, they were surprising last week. They took down the Bucs. But to me, I think that was their Super Bowl, man. This team just hadn't looked good for pretty much all year. You got Tyler Heineken at quarterback. The defense, while they were all over Brady last week, they just haven't been the same. And Ron Rivera going up against his old team, maybe he's extra motivated, and maybe the Redskins team is extra motivated to help him get a victory against the Panthers. But I think last week was their Super Bowl. I think they come back down to earth this week. And I'm going to pick Carolina, and I'm going to go the Panthers win with a final score of, 27-24.
Like I said, this is interesting. Like I said, these are two teams obviously trying to see where they sit. Even though Washington, we know they're not very good teams, neither of them are really that great. The playoff situation is what it is right now. I mean, the wild card, that seventh wild card, that sixth seed is going to get real interesting. Obviously, we'll talk about that later with the Saints and Eagles. But like I said, Washington's coming off probably their big win of the year, beating Tom Brady. You think it's their Super Bowl win. I could say that maybe they have a chance to, you know, continue. Their defense is starting to show a little bit of what they were expecting at the start of the season. Not a lot, but a little better. But like I said, this is a tough environment here. Carolina, Cam Newton. We'll see if the fans forgive him for the way he left there, because he didn't leave on good terms a couple years ago. So we'll see how the Carolina faithful, the Charlotte NASCAR fan faithful, will deal with. Because I'm sure all the NASCAR guys down there will be there, because there's nothing going on. The season's over. So like I said, an interesting matchup, and I agree with you. I think Carolina's going to win. I just think that they have that momentum. Like I said, you can say that if Washington's Super Bowl was against Tampa Bay, that you can say the same for Carolina beating the top team in the conference in Arizona last week in their house. So I'm going to go with Carolina as well. It's going to be a critical matchup, but I'm going to go with Carolina and the final score, 29-20. All right, we're going to go to a later matchup here. Obviously, we're going out to the desert, Vegas. Vegas, baby. And like I said, the Raiders, like I said, what can we say about them? The last month and a half has been completely hell for them in more ways than one. For Cincinnati, they were coming off, they're coming off of a bye, and obviously they've struggled here the last couple of weeks. They've lost losers of their last two after it looked like at one point the AFC was going to go through them. They kind of woke up and realized they're the Bengals. But like I said, a critical matchup for these two teams as far as the wild card situation in the AFC, which is becoming more and more of a complex like the NFC is. So big matchup here will help boost their playoff chances today. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mentioned when we talked about Arizona that there's a couple teams this year that I just haven't been able to get right most of the year. And these are two teams that I keep getting wrong, too. I keep getting wrong Cincinnati and Las Vegas. And, you know, they both got off to hot starts. They both started off 5-2 on the season, and they both lost their last two. So, you know, they're coming back down to earth, but one of them has to get a victory here, and one of them is going to stay in playoff contention while the other one potentially probably drops, not necessarily drops out of it, but makes their chances a lot more difficult. One thing that's going to benefit Cincinnati this week is they are coming off a bye week, so after losing two straight, maybe they had a week off to regroup and rest, and they can come out and do something. Meanwhile, the Raiders, they're coming off a tough loss to the Chiefs, losing 41-14, and they're a team that starts off slow pretty much every week. One thing with them is they've fallen behind by double digits in five times in games in the first half of the season. So, you know, they tend to get off to slow starts and come back in the second half. I expect that to happen again here. Like I said, Cincinnati coming off the bye, I think they're going to be refreshed. They'll get off to a fast start. But, I don't know, man. Something about Cincinnati lately, they just aren't looking like a playoff team to me. And obviously the Raiders haven't been either. But, I don't know, man. I got more faith right now in the Raiders than I do in the Bengals. And I think the Bengals get off to the fast start, and the Raiders are used to playing from behind. They're going to come back and pull off the victory here. So I'm going with Vegas with a final score of 31-27.
Well, like I said, these are two teams that got off to strong starts, stronger starts than they expected, but unfortunately have come down to earth here the last couple of weeks. Like I said, for Cincinnati, it's been a mess for them. They have the most turnovers of any team in the AFC looking at a playoff spot. Jets have the most turnovers of any team, but the Bengals have 7 turnovers in their last 2 games. And like I said, they're coming off of a bye. They're in a critical division where they could still win it. And obviously, it's not like Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Cleveland are man beaters. They all got flaws just like they do. So, like I said, this is a potential get back game in a situation where the Bengals could very well get themselves. They could actually end up in first place after today. As crazy as this is a game where they can get back and be in first place when it's all said and done, depending on what everybody else does today. But obviously, we'll see what happens. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is still the top receiver, the top rookie offensive player. He would still be my rookie of the year, probably yours as well. He's having a great year. But Joe Burrow needs to, you know, get his act together when it comes to these turnovers. You know, 5 interceptions in his last couple of games. Got to get it going here. Like I said, for the Raiders, I don't know what to expect. That was pretty much an easy prediction on Sunday night, getting embarrassed to the Chiefs. That shouldn't surprise nobody because they are, you know, the Chiefs have owned the Raiders forever, especially in the Reed era. So to me, I mean, they're still figuring out how to replace Henry Ruggs, and we don't know how that's going to work. I mean, obviously, their top Darren Waller, their top tight end, is going to eventually end up being their top receiver, and he's a tight end, but obviously he's got wide receiver ability. But he has been struggling with his health as well throughout the season. So, you know, Hunter Renfrow had a good game last week for all intents and purposes. So he's going to have to step up his game as much as they have to rely on Darren Waller. But I'm going to go with the road team here. I just think that, you know, the Bengals, like I said, they're in a division where if everybody loses tonight, they're in first place. So they have a chance. So I'm going to go with the Bengals here. And I think they'll win kind of comfortably at the end of the day. So I'm going with the Bengals. And I'm actually thinking this is going to be a higher scoring affair than you would think. So I'm going with the Bengals and the final score 38-28. All right, we're going to go to the Monday night matchup. Obviously, you know, Tom Brady in his career, if there's one team that gets on his nerves probably of any team historically, well, obviously the Manning brothers just because of the rivalry they've had, but one team that gets on his nerves probably the most has been the New York Giants. And for whatever reason, I don't know why the scheduling guys put the Giants on Monday night once again. This is their second Monday night game in 21 days. But obviously, the Giants coming off of a bye. Like I said, they also get Saquon Barkley back from his ankle injury. He's back in the lineup most likely tomorrow night, given any setbacks. But obviously the Bucks are starting to struggle here. They've lost their last two. Obviously last year when Tom Brady was here in his first year with Tampa Bay, they struggled in November. Won only once in the month of November. Obviously they have to survive this month if they have a legit chance. If they even have a chance at the one seed. So, critical matchup for both of these teams. The Giants are still in the potentially as an outside chance of a wild card, though it's a long shot from where they're sitting. So, go ahead with this matchup.
Yeah, well, like you said, the Giants are a team that has had a lot of success against Brady over his career, especially in the Super Bowl. But this isn't the same old Giants team, man. This isn't Eli Manning. You know, we're looking at Daniel Jones now. And it's just not the same team. Now, I will say for the Giants, their defense has stepped up the last few weeks. They've only allowed 39 points total in the last three games. But the Bucs, I mean, generally, their offense is one of the best in the NFL. Like I said, last week, the Redskins took it to them. They got after Brady and beat him up. But that's not the normal for the Bucs. The Tampa Bay does have the number one passing offense in the league, and they're number one in sacks allowed. So, generally, they don't let up pressure on the quarterback, and Brady picks teams apart. And I think that's what's really going to happen this week. I think that Giants playing well. They're going to, and let's face it, Daniel Jones isn't going to be able to compete with Tom Brady if it goes into shootout mode. So, I'm going with Tampa here. Final score is going to be 37-24.
Well, like I said, for whatever reason, Tom Brady struggles against the Giants for whatever reason. And like I said, he's had his battles and his wars. Obviously, he's met in the Super Bowl and lost to them twice. That was against Eli. This will be his third straight year playing against Daniel Jones. Now, something you have to think about is Daniel Jones' first ever NFL start came in Tampa Bay 2 years ago, and he beat the Bucs. Obviously, it wasn't the Brady era then, but still, food for thought. And obviously, like I said, the Giants have quietly turned things around a little bit recent weeks. They've won two of their last three. Their defense has given up the eighth least in the last month of any team. They've given up the eighth least points. So it's obvious that they're coming slowly. Now, think about this. Last year, they were in a similar situation, too, where obviously they got off to an ugly start because of who they are. But then they got it together and made a slow run towards the postseason. Now, unfortunately, this year, they're not going to be a division winner because Dallas has gotten their act together. But they still may have a chance, if they win this game, to still be in the discussion for a potential wild card spot. Because if you take away the Lions, everybody in the NFC has at least three wins. So, and the guy that has the wild card spot has five. So it's not like the Giants are out of it or any of those other teams are out of it. So this is a critical matchup for both of these teams. And obviously the Bucs have struggled in November in Brady. They don't have a winning record in November under Brady. So, like I said, they just have to survive, and they have to just hope for the best. It's going to be a critical matchup for both of these teams, and I think the Giants are going to show up, and they're going to get Brady more fits. But I think that, you know, they can't afford to lose another game. Obviously, the NFC South, even though it's not a good division, it's still a division that could still be had if the Bucks lose again. So, like I said, it's good. The Giants will show up and make it interesting tomorrow, but I'm going to go with the Bucks in a close one and a field goal game. So I'm going with the Bucks and Brady, and the final score 27-24. All right, we're going to go to a critical matchup here today. In fact, this will be my intriguing matchup of the day: Carson Wentz and the Colts. Like I said, a lot to look at it. They've really been playing really good football here the last several weeks. And obviously, They're trying to get themselves back into the wild card chase there in the AFC. For the Bills, they're probably the most critical team right now. They're probably my most nervous team. If you think this is still a Super Bowl contender, right now you wake up this morning and the Patriots have more wins than you do. Now think about that. And this is a division race is going to become a battle. You, as much as you may not like it, Belichick and this has gotten this ship going the right direction, and the Patriots are going to give the Bills everything they have to win another division title, which would be probably the most impressive. Hell, I could see Bill Belichick as coach of the year if he does that. So for the Bills, this is a critical matchup against an old division rival. And this is a rematch from their wild card matchup in January. So, critical matchup here in Buffalo today. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, like you said, the Colts got off their rough start. They started off 1-4, but they won 4 of their last 5 games. So, you know, they're sitting back at .500. They can't afford to lose very many more games because in the AFC, I don't think 10-7 is going to be enough to even make the playoffs. So, you know, they can't really afford many more losses. Now, one thing about the Colts is they haven't played well against teams that made the playoffs last year, a.k.a. Good teams for the most part. They're 0-5 against teams that made the playoffs last year so far this season. So, you know, Carson Wentz seems to play well against the garbage and fold against the good ones. And the Bills are one of the good ones, even if they have been a little bit inconsistent this year on offense, especially. But they have had a couple disappointing games. And last week against the Jets, the Bills did seem to get back to form. But then again, it's the Jets, so we'll see how they come out. This is going to be a big game for both teams. If Buffalo can come out and take it to the Colts, it would seem like they're back in the driver's seat in the AFC East, potentially in the AFC in general, and ready to make a run. But if they have a bad game and lose, the Colts are back in the playoff race and the Bills are reeling. So it's a big game for both teams, and it could be a potential revenge game as well, because these two teams met in the playoffs last year and the Bills pulled off a 27-24 victory. But in the end, I'm not going with Carson Wentz, man. He's not a big game quarterback. Josh Allen is. He's a guy that comes up big in crunch time most of the time. You know, I mean, everybody has a disappointing one, but he typically comes up big in the fourth quarter. And we know Wentz doesn't have that real winner's mentality. We've seen it here in Philly, and I think it's, for the most part, it's carried over to the Colts. So I'm going with Buffalo, and I'm going to put the final score here at 30-26.
Well, like I said, this is a critical matchup for both teams. And you wonder why the Colts are not going to win the AFC South. Because while you say they can't play against contending teams, the Titans have beaten all the contending teams. So, there you go. But obviously, like I said, this is a critical matchup. And like I said, the Colts, after a slow start, here they are. They're right back in this wild card race. They're at .500 at the moment. They can go above .500, I think, for the first time this season. And we'll see what happens. But for the Bills, this is a very critical game because they did not expect this to be a division race at all, the way the Patriots have turned this around. Because they're coming. That defense is legit. Everything's just going in the right direction for that team. And the Bills, like I said, they're good enough, but they're not impressing me. They're not impressing me. And like I said, I still think about that Jacksonville game just a few weeks ago. You can't have another game like this because guess what? If the Bills lose today, they're not in first place anymore. And that changes the mindset big time about and everybody's expectations. So to me, this is a game where they got to go and go at it. They have to prove that they're the better team. Josh Allen is a quarterback that's elite. We know he's got elite skills, but he has to prove that he is elite. And obviously, someone like Stephon Diggs, who's not having the season he had a year ago, he's been completely, to me, to this point, very disappointing year. He needs to have a big game. And they just got to just play, you know, we know they can play good defense, but they need to give Wentz hell today. And it's not hard to give Wentz hell. We know that he struggles when it comes to pressure. So, to me, this is a game. This is a get-back game for the Bills, and I think they're going to do so. I think this is going to be a straight-up war, and I think the Bills – I think the Colts will show up, but I think the Bills will take over by the fourth quarter. It'll be a closer game, but I think at the end I'll give the Bills the threat. The score will be more indicated of the end than the first three quarters. So I'm going to go with the Bills to stay in first place and the final score 30-20. All right, we're going to go to our Sunday night matchup, and these are two teams that are coming off of questionable situations. The Chargers lost a tough one to the Vikings last week, and the Steelers, for whatever reason, tied the Detroit Lions. Ugh. Ugh. Like I said, I don't know what to expect. Big Ben is back in the lineup tonight, but he will be without TJ Watt, and he will be without Micah Fitzpatrick. Both of them are out tonight, so we'll see what happens. But this is a critical matchup for both of these teams, as we know, a crowded AFC playoff situation. So big matchup here Sunday tonight. Go ahead.
Well, you said you don't know what to expect from the Steelers this week, but I do, because this is my lock of the week here, man. The Chargers in this game are favored by 6 points. They're giving up six. Like I said, Roethlisberger is back. They do have T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick on the COVID list. They're going to be out. The Chargers also have a defensive player that's going to be out, too. That's key. Jerry Tillery, he's on the COVID list as well. But the Steelers are coming off that embarrassing tie to the Lions. You know that's been bothering them all week, you know. And that obviously Roethlisberger didn't play last week. But nonetheless, there's no excuse to tie the Lions, okay? At the same time, the Chargers, they're not looking too hot lately themselves. You know, they've lost three of their last four. The one game that they won was that Eagles game. And let's face it, man, they weren't very impressive. The only reason they won is because the Eagles' defense couldn't get them off the field on that last drive because Jalen Hurts and that Eagles' offense was dominating their defense. The Chargers do have the worst run defense in the NFL. And again, we just saw that with the Eagles gashing them. Look for the Steelers to use Najee Harris early and often and control the clock. And one key player here for the Chargers that they're going to need to step up is Mike Williams. He got off the really hot start to the season, but over the last month or so, he's really fallen off with his production. And they need him to get back into the groove. Now, there is talk that he has a knee injury, and he's been playing through it, and that's what's been affecting his play. Maybe that's the case. The coach, Brandon Staley, says that's not the case, but, you know, that could just be coach speak. Nonetheless, I'm looking at this game. I'm looking at the Steelers coming off an embarrassing performance. I'm looking at Roethlisberger coming back. I'm looking at the way the Chargers have played over the last month of the season. I'm looking at that pathetic Chargers run defense, and I'm looking at this spread, which is giving the Steelers 6 points, and I'm picking the Steelers to win this one outright, not just cover. So I'm going with the Steelers as my lock of the week this week, and I'm going to put the final score here at 33-20.
Like I said, this is an interesting matchup for both of these teams. Like I said, they're both struggling in different ways. Last week, the Steelers didn't have Big Ben, but for whatever reason, they didn't even care. It's almost like they didn't even care about this matchup with the Lions. Like I said, the Lions are a joke, and everybody knows it. They knew it, and they just didn't care. And unfortunately, when you look at it, it's a bad loss, even though it's a bad tie, but it's not a terrible tie when you think about it. But still, it's something to think about when we get to the end of the season. Now, the Chargers are struggling right now. They are probably the most disappointing team in the last month. Like you said, the Eagles should have won that game a few weeks ago, and they would have lost four straight. They'd be on a four-game losing streak. But unfortunately, they found a way to win that one. And then they lost to the Vikings in another close battle. The problem with the Chargers, they're losing games that they have a chance to win. And this is another one of those matchups where they're going to be in the fight, because the Steelers aren't that impressive. But I just don't know what's going on with this team. And you're telling me Mike Williams has a knee injury that's gone under the ropes. Nobody really knows about. So that might be the case. But Keenan Allen needs to step up. You know, Keenan Allen's was supposed to be one of the elite receivers that nobody knows either. But he's kind of slumped here recently. So to me, you know, Justin Herbert, it's not.